Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer. And
so many things we want to talk about, Fred, including Facebook and the gorilla.
The gorilla. Cancer treatment.
Oh, yeah. Revolution in cancer treatment. Many people don't know about it. Listeners of Real Science Radio and Bob Enyart Live, we're on the cutting edge.
On the cutting edge, and you get a lot of stuff on this show and your other shows.
Targeted antibodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that you don't hear on the, you know, the regular news.
Yeah. And then what else are we going to cover today?
Then we're going to talk about Jurassic Coast.
Oh, yeah,
all the strata there.
Southern England.
You were near there. I think you're like within
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 30 miles.
You were doing your King James Only study to debate the King James Only guy that you thoroughly trashed.
Near the
thrashed.
Thank you. That's nice of you. RSR.org/King James.
Yeah.
For that debate.
Yep.
That's near the English Channel. We'll talk about the evidence there that the Earth is young. Overwhelming evidence, just like at the Grand Canyon. In all the stratas, it's so much fun. We'll talk about that. And then the atheist effort in America to get hotels to replace the Bibles with Darwin's Origin of Species.
Yeah.
So, where do we start?
Well, first of all, Bob, I want to start with the fact that I can't find your Facebook page anywhere. You know, there's stuff in the news about Mark Zuckerberg and these conservatives meeting with him because they are targeting conservatives. So I noticed your page is missing.
Well, it's missing.
What's up with that?
Fred, so here's what I'll tell you what I think happened.
Okay.
And I got a contact from one of the conservative media outlets, WorldNet Daily.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're going to do anything, but they said, Bob, we're researching what happened to your Facebook page. So my guess is maybe a homosexual at Facebook. They don't like Real Science Radio, Bob Enyart Live. So they want to take down my Facebook page. And so they look at it for hate speech, and they can't find any. So they say, this must not be Bob Enyart's Facebook page. So they take it down, and they let me know they took it down because I'm impersonating Bob Enyart.
Because they didn't find any hate speech on there.
Well, that's I'm only guessing that part.
Yeah, because you don't put a ton of stuff on there, right?
No, not too much.
Yeah.
But we had thousand or thousands of friends.
Yeah, yeah. And so they couldn't find any hate speech.
Well, so they took
they
it down.
To, they said,
you're
not you.
You're not Bob Enyart. I asked my wife, Cheryl, I'm like, am I Bob Enyart? So I appealed the decision, which probably means you're sending an email to the exact same person who took down your page.
Yeah.
But they said, well, you'd have to send us a government-issued photo ID to prove that you are you. So I scan and sent them my Colorado driver's license. So, Fred, they replied back and they said, sorry, that's not a valid form of ID.
A valid form of government-issued ID.
They said, no, it's not. You need to send a government-issued photo ID. Like, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
So I reply back very politely. I say, you guys must have been confused. This is a Colorado, state of Colorado, government-issued photo ID driver's license. So I sent it again, a full scan with everything, my photo, everything, address, all the numbers, sent it back. And they replied, sorry, this does not qualify as a valid form of ID. You need to send us a government issued photo ID. It happened three times. And
Facebook is tied in with the government. I mean, they're acting like the government.
Yeah, they are around the world.
Yeah.
So at any rate, this is not a computer glitch because their software knows a state driver's license.
Yeah.
This is an individual that we've seen over 25 years who's just one of the beautiful people who believes in tolerance, free speech, diversity, loving everyone, being non-judgmental. And, and so maybe WorldNet Daily will do a story on Facebook yet again harassing a conservative, in this case, a pastor of Denver Bible Church.
Yeah, and these non-judgmental people, aren't they judging you, Bob, for missing hate speech?
Right.
You know, it's funny, our producer mentioned that they don't believe it's you. It's like he mentioned Charlie Chaplin ran.
Oh, yeah, entering. You know,
he entered his own.
A lookalike contest. Yeah. And he lost.
He finished in third place.
And I heard that
Dolly Parton did the same thing.
That happened to her, too. And she lost.
She lost.
So if I entered a Bob in Your Life lookalike contest, I'd probably
lose.
Okay. So, Fred, how about the gorilla and the kid?
Yeah, so it's been in the news a couple weeks now. And, you know, the Drudge Report. I remember seeing this on the Drudge Report. They called it murder. Murder of this.
Drudge did, and the article he linked to said
murder.
The gorilla was murdered.
Yeah.
Fred, that's horrific. You know, they want to equate animals with humans.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can't murder an animal. You can't murder a plant. To make that point on Bob and Your Life on TV 22 years ago, I had a tomato on the set and a knife, and I murdered that tomato. There was blood everywhere. It was carnage. But you could kill a tomato plant, but you can't murder it.
Yeah, you can't murder it. You're killing it.
Right.
So these liberals and animal rights people, they're trying to make animals and people equal. On the same plane.
Yeah, and going beyond that, I believe it's a hatred of God. Because
that's really the root cause. Good point.
Yeah, human beings are made in God's image. It's the reason why liberals hate Israel. So many of them hate Israel because the Bible says that the Jews are God's people.
Yeah.
So the liberals really prefer the Muslims, even though the Muslims would
cut off
their heads. But if the Bible says the Jews are God's people, that's good enough for a typical liberal to hate Israel. And we are made in God's image and likeness. Animals are not. So they tend to hate humans. If a researcher was to dismember a fetal pig, a living fetal pig, animal rights activists would fly into an outrage.
Yeah.
Dismember, rip
the
limbs off.
Yeah.
But do that to a baby boy or a baby girl in their mother's womb, and they celebrate it.
They celebrate it. They promote it. They push it.
Yeah. Such hypocrites. So animals, you know, it is sad to kill an animal. The Bible says that a good man does not, of course, it doesn't use the word torture, but doesn't torture his animals.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's true. But on ABC, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, I made a point that the audience applauded, and that proved to me they were all potheads. Because I said that in order to elevate animal rights, you have to denigrate human rights. And they all applauded.
Wow.
Now, a Hollywood crowd, they don't understand that.
Yeah.
They have no idea what I had just said. Obviously, they're all smoking pot. But they did applaud. And Bill Maher looked at the audience like, you guys
are
freaks.
Doing?
Why are you applauding this? But it is true that if you think you're elevating animal rights, what you're actually doing is degrading human rights.
That's right. Now, animals do have rights, right?
Well, as far as I know, they have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten.
There you go. That's their right.
Well, the greatest ambition of your typical animal is to be eaten by a human being. I mean, what else could it possibly strive for than to be eaten by a person? But, Fred, really, God made animals at that level. God enjoys animals the way he enjoys plants, the plant kingdom. But animals are special in the sense that many of them can have relationships. They could sense pain. And so they have a rudimentary soul, some of them, like a horse, a dolphin, a dog.
Yeah.
But plants do not have a soul. They only have a body. But human beings have a body, soul, and spirit. So we're eternal, where this gorilla is not. In order to save a child, if it meant killing the very last pregnant gorilla in the entire world, if you did it, they would go extinct. You kill the animal to save the child. It is not a question. It is an absolute certainty. You protect the child, even when it means killing an animal that we otherwise greatly value.
Well, you know, and even liberals know this because, you know, God wrote the law on all our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the point is, they said that, you know, if they would have not shot that gorilla and the gorilla had killed that kid, they'd have said, well, the kid was just in that gorilla's habitat and he's doing what he's supposed to do according to nature, you know?
Fred, the internet has all these videos of gorillas being extremely aggressive, but animal rights folks are saying, oh, the gorilla, you know, is so loving and caring and there's nothing to worry mm-hmm. about. Well, they remind me of Timothy Treadwell. Remember him, the founder of Grizzly People?
Oh, he's the guy that lived with grizzlies and got killed by him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. And tragically, his girlfriend, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they're in Kodiak Island, and he's got a video camera out, and this grizzly's coming, and he's like, if you're nice to the grizzlies, they'll be nice to you, like they know the golden rule or something.
And they were for a while.
This was all on video. I mean, the grizzly, huge grizzly, is approaching, and he's being nice to the grizzly bear, and the grizzly bear just comes up to him, and you can't even say attacks him. That's like an understatement. Just kills him. And then goes after his girlfriend and kills her.
Yeah.
And the video has never been released publicly. I thank the Lord for that. In fact, our son, Zachary, just graduated from homeschool, 18 years of age. In first grade, he went to a Christian school. Fred, his teacher, was obsessed with bears. It was cute, but every project was based on bears.
Yeah.
So he had to write a report, and he did the report on Timothy Treadwell. And at the end, he said, and now we know that bears are dangerous, thanks to Timothy Treadwell.
Wow.
So gorillas are dangerous, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went bear hunting once. I came to a sign that said bear left, so I went home.
Oh, you're so, you're too much.
So this next topic is on this cancer treatment revolution.
Wow.
You know, Real Science Radio has been connecting the dots on this for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And even on Bob Inyart Live. So I think this is cutting edge stuff that you're only hearing about it,
Fred,
on this show right now.
The mainstream media will report that there was amazing results from a cancer treatment study, and they report it as though it were the only study.
Yeah.
But what we've been doing is, like you said, connecting the dots, and it turns out that these targeted antibodies, it's using your own immune system to fight tumors and to fight the uncontrollable growth of abnormal cells, even if it's blood cancer, leukemia. In one study, 35 leukemia patients, advanced stages. These studies are almost all on advanced stage cancer patients who've gone through chemotherapy, all that stuff. And out of 35 leukemia patients, 33 recovered. 33 of 35 recovered. And the oncologist said, we're not supposed to use the word extraordinary, but these results are extraordinary. Now they've got oncologists who are starting to use the term cure. We have come upon a cure for many forms of cancer.
Wow. You know, there's a story of this Mr. Lamont Brown.
Oh, from England. This is a very recent study.
Yeah, very recent. And he was diagnosed with lung cancer. And the doctors, he had gone through all the chemo and this and that, and then, you know, really started to regress badly. And so they sent him to a hospice and said, you got 2 weeks to go. You have 2 weeks to live.
2 weeks.
And so he was in hospice, and then he received this treatment.
They've given him a drug, nivolumab. And this nivolumab, I'll spell it for you, NIVOLUMAB, had remarkable success in this end-stage lung cancer trial. End-stage. Fred, I've seen so many health food advocates, and they say, oh, take this silver product, take this, take that. Every other thing cures cancer. And I know friends who, out of desperation, try these things and they die.
Yeah.
And what you always hear is, well, they waited too long. They should have come to us earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's amazing about these many repeated studies is that they are looking for cancer patients who are late stage sufferers. And the results are phenomenal. And what they're doing is they're taking our antibodies and they are retargeting them. It's sort of like, think of your immune system and showing it a wanted poster and saying, here's what the cancer looks like. Now go get them. So they're targeting our basically types of our white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going after, instead of just going after bacteria, different kinds of microbes that are invaders and harmful to the body, well, they always ignore cancer.
Because it looks like it's part of the body. I mean, it's not, they don't view that as a foreign invading.
Yeah, it's your own cells. They're growing out of control, but it's your own cells. So now they're taking your own antibodies and they're teaching them, fetch, go get this thing. And it's working. So we are connecting the dots here at Real Science Radio and Bob and Yurt Live so that if somebody finds out they have cancer, the first question to ask your doctor is, where can I go to get targeted antibody treatment?
Yeah. Wow.
Where can I go to get immunological treatment?
And you know what's so amazing is how the body works and how it does all this, you know, comes up with the antibodies to fight germs.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly complex system that we could do a whole show on.
Yeah.
That shows just remarkable, intelligent design. To even think that this could happen by mistakes in the DNA and selection.
Oh.
It's just mind-boggling how the blind faith that a person who believes in evolution,
yeah.
and really it's a religion to them, they just hate God is really what it boils down to.
Right.
But to believe that is mind-boggling.
Well, back in April, we went to our targeted antibodies expert for Real Science Radio, Jonathan Bartlett, and for him to help explain this to the audience and to me too. And so it turns out that our antibodies have two parts. One part stays the same. The other part mutates rapidly. It changes rapidly.
Yeah.
And mutation is supposed to be random. Well, we can see from this that it's designed intentional mutation because the antibody has to be able to lock on to an intruder and then kill it.
Yeah.
And so you've got a certain kind of harmful bacteria and it invades your body and you got a million of them. Let's say somebody left a sponge in the bottom of the sink for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by then you've got like 380,000 multiplied harmful bacteria on that sponge. And then you use it to wipe a kid's glass. You give them a drink of milk and the kid's throwing up the next night.
Mm-hmm.
So you get all these bacteria in your system, and the antibodies, half of it is mutating to find a way to attach to that invader, to that bacteria.
And so, again, it's intentionally changing. I almost hate to use the word mutate, but that's, you know,
the
technical term. But it's changing and adapting. It's programmed to do that, to find the right key to
lock onto that particular bacteria.
Yeah. And so, I used to always hate when evolutionists would use that, knowing that it's an intelligent design.
Right.
That, and it's not neo-Darwinian random mistakes.
It's not happening by
accident.
They
know that it's happening on purpose, and they try to use that as
because
how evolution can occur.
Because your immune system is desperately searching for the right...
And it does it fast.
Yes, for the right permutation of its shape of the antibody to lock on to this new invader. But the other half doesn't mutate. Because that has the address for how to get back to basically your command center to say, okay, this is working. We need 30 million of these.
Yeah.
And your body makes 30 million of these, and they send them out like guided missiles to take out that new threat.
Yeah, which is the cancer cell, but it's not taking out.
In this case, it's the cancer cell.
Yeah, in this case.
Now,
and it's not taking out the healthy cells.
Right. Very minimal side effects because they're harnessing your body's own immune system to fight tumors. This is huge. This guy was 50 years old and he's now back home. He's been home for months now. He says he feels fine and he's living a normal life. And his doctor used the biblical reference.
Yeah, he
said it was the Lazarus effect.
Yeah.
Because he rose from the dead. We've got 1,000 expressions.
Yeah, handwritings on the wall.
Right out of the Bible, right?
Holy cow.
Fred, wow. Fred, you mentioned this guy's name, Lamont Brown. Maybe I could take a tangent.
So his, for the audience's sake, his first name is not Lamont, right?
Oh, yeah. He has a hyphenated last
He's
name.
He's Mr. Lamont Brown.
Right, exactly. And so his first name is Simon.
Simon.
But a hyphenated name, you know.
I thought only women did that.
Well, liberal misguide. I've got a friend who's got a couple last names, and he said, Bob, when I was young, I was a hippie, and I thought it was cool to take my wife's last name.
Yeah.
And so we both have hyphenated last names. So imagine if this guy, Lamont Brown, Imagine if he fell in love with some equally liberal-minded woman named Miss Miles Smith, say.
Okay.
And between the two of them, they had little Billy.
Okay.
Well, what would that kid's name be? It must be Billy Lamont Brown Miles Smith. And what if Billy eventually grew up and fell in love with Sarah, and her name was Sarah Anderson McGillicuddy Ford Jackson? And what if they got married and they had a little Tommy? Pretty soon, in a short amount of time, there would not be enough atoms in the universe to spell out the kid's name. We're going to need a bigger birth certificate here. So it's interesting because when you follow the Judeo-Christian culture, you avoid so many problems, not the problem I just said, which is funny, silly, but the problem of a kid having to decide which parent he's going to diss by deciding what his name will be.
Yeah, good
and
point.
That's
yeah.
unfortunate.
Yeah.
We shouldn't put that burden on kids. You get married, and the wife takes her husband's name.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, so the next one is the Jurassic Coast. Now, again, we mentioned at the top of the show that you were in England. You were really close to this place.
Yeah,
it's too bad you didn't have time to go down there, but you were on a really critical mission. And so one of the things you did was look at the, I think, the 1602 Bishop's Bible that they used to create the King James.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, this poor guy who's going to debate you on the King James only, I mean,
he had
no chance before it even started.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And people could find that at our website, rsr.org/King James. And if you're in a hurry, just scroll through the debate and look for the photographs, the scans of the Bishop's Bible, and they're all self-contained. You could see the translators' notes. These are the King James translators, and how they modified the Bishop's Bible text to produce the 1611 King James text. And as you're looking at that, it refutes the arguments of the King James only camp, which say that only the King James, that's the only true Bible in the world today. All the others are fraudulent.
Yeah. So, Bob, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but this reminds me of a guy in my forum. He's a King James only guy, as it turns out.
Your evolution fairy tale forum?
Yes. Well, here's what's really bad, and maybe we do a show on this sometime, but the guy's fallen for this flat earth stuff.
That's
unbelievable.
Come on.
Yeah.
I guess we should do a show on that.
We might have to do maybe some material. You know, Danny Faulkner, because this is kind of, I don't know, it's a fad or something, he wrote an article recently refuting the flat earth. It's unbelievable that people would believe
this. It's so embarrassing to say
it is embarrassing.
The flat earth. We did a show a couple years ago on the geocentrists who claim that the earth does not move and the universe orbits around the earth, revolves around the earth once every 24 hours.
Yep.
Which means that the furthest galaxies would be moving at 30 trillion times the speed of light.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem with that is, so that one, you could almost maybe justify it to some degree because it has a lot more science to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this whole flat
because
earth stuff.
Because of Einstein.
Yeah, and there's some more.
That there's no preferred frame of reference and all that.
Yeah.
But the flat earth.
The flat earth. You've got pictures from, you know, they have to come up with reasons of how NASA and all these other space agencies that are flying satellites up into space, those are all faked pictures.
You don't.
They're all, it's
and
all. They,
Fred, it's not even NASA anymore. There's all private companies.
I know, exactly.
People are taking drones, high altitude drones, and bringing them up where they could see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, so they're in on it, too.
Individuals, they're all in on it.
Bob, they're in on it, too.
Everybody's in on it. Fred, it's not just confusion. It is a symptom of mental illness.
I
There's widespread mental illness, and people are paranoid, they're schizophrenic, and they're mentally ill.
And they fall for seriously deranged
stuff. The president of the Flat Earth Society, Daniel Shelton, is an evolutionist.
Yep.
He's a Darwinist. He's not a creationist. Just so people understand.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make that clear.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and sorry, Bob, for the diversion, but the whole King James only got me in that direction. So let's get back to,
to the Jurassic Coast on the southern coast of England.
Yep.
And, Fred, they claim, the evolutionist, that the strata there shows 185 million years of time. It's like you go to the Grand Canyon, the same thing. Except when you go to the Grand Canyon, stand on the South Rim, look at the North Rim. It's all as flat and straight as could be.
Yeah. All these flat lines, flat gaps, right?
Yes, they call them the flat gaps, the boundaries.
Yeah, and guess what? They see the same thing here, right?
The same thing here. And so oftentimes there's little or no erosion between two layers. And the layers maybe are supposed to have been laid down millions of years
apart. So they've been sitting there for millions of years. So, well, yeah. I can see that because water never erodes anything, does it?
No.
It's nothing. Right.
Erosion is relentless. And so based on current erosion rates, the continents that we have would be flattened to sea level in 10 million years.
Yeah.
10 million years only.
And flattened.
So the evolutionists freak out because their entire system collapses.
Yep.
Because they got all these fossils that they say are, oh, that's Triassic, that's Jurassic, that's 80 million years, that's 140. Well, all the continents would be gone in 10 million. So what they do is they make these extremely conservative assumptions to make it take longer to erode the continents away, and they could get it up to about 20 million years. That's it, 20 yeah. million years.
Yeah.
What good is that going to do anybody?
Because so, the Earth is supposed to be how old?
4.5 billion yeah. years old.
And no, 4.65 billion years or whatever. You know,
oh, 4.55.
Yeah, 4.55. They do that illusion of adding that extra digit.
Yeah.
You know,
so the appearance.
It's appearance that they've really nailed it
down. Of accuracy. So, Fred, it is so fun that we Christians could point out something that any geologist or any interested student could go and look and find, that there is overwhelming evidence that there is little to no erosion between these layers.
Well, what occurred to me is you have your 100-year flood. You know, you've probably heard that with your house, right? Here's a 100-year floodplain.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. And we had that 100-year flood in Colorado a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see driveways that are totally washed out. And just, I mean, the creeks totally took yeah. them over. But, hey, they got real lucky. They have their million-year floodplain.
Their 185-million-year yeah. flood. So, Fred, we went to Ephesus in Turkey. We have a Bible tour of Turkey, Bible tour of Greece, Bible tour of Israel that we sell on our store. Just go to rsr.org, click on the store. They're all fun resources. Near Ephesus is the Meander River. That's where we get our word meander from.
Okay.
It just goes all over the place. But the erosion in that part of southwestern Turkey is stunning
yeah.
just in the past 2,000 years. Stunning erosion. Yeah. And so you're talking about a million years and then millions of years, like in the Grand Canyon, where they say the whole Silurian period is missing and there's no evidence that it was ever there, no deposition, no erosion.
So if they opened up this place for homeowners, they would be in the million-year floodplain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. At our church, Denver Bible Church, they made us buy flood insurance. The federal government, Fred. The guy who did the inspection for our mortgage, he said there is no evidence that this church has ever had water, ever.
Well, really?
Yeah. And yet we have to pay thousands of dollars yeah. for this bureaucratic mandated flood insurance.
Well, you know what's funny about this article is, you know, they've got this other section of the Jurassic Coast.
Yeah.
But they don't look at it for evolution because they say the layers don't exist because they were thought to have eroded away.
So the way they try to finesse the story is they say, well, the mountains are constantly being pushed up and you got plate tectonics and seafloor spreading. And so there's always new material to keep the continents above sea level. But the problem is that's not their whole story. Their story includes fossils. So what? All the dinosaurs lived like 4 miles below sea level and they died. They left their bones and their bones became
yeah,
mountains.
Yeah, because they rise up. Yeah.
So the whole story collapses with something as simple as the erosion rate of rock on the continents.
Yeah.
And the Jurassic Coast is a perfect place to see that. Fred, our last story is atheists in the U.S. who are urging our hotel chains to drop the Bible from the rooms. My whole life I've seen Bibles
yeah.
in hotel rooms. And get rid of the Bibles, and they'd like them to replace them with Darwin's book, Origin of Species.
Yeah, it's really sad where our society's heading. You know, this atheist group, they cited the Travelodge hotel chain because they've done that. They've removed Bibles from their rooms.
Yeah.
Despite the fact they didn't have a single complaint about the Bibles
being there. They were asked by the media, have you had any complaints? And they said, no, we haven't had.
Not a single one.
They just got rid of them. And it's a private company. They have every right to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's a sign of our secular culture. Right.
So the atheists are running with that, and they want all hotel chains to remove the Bible from their rooms.
And a lot of Christians say that, well, evolution is not a big deal. You just include evolution in your Bible teaching, and God used evolution to bring about human beings, and so everything is fine. A lot of Christians have been seduced by that theistic evolution lie. A lot of Christians have been convinced that evolution is innocuous. You just incorporate it into your theology. So you read Genesis, and you insert Charles Darwin's millions of years, and you say, theistic evolution, God used evolution to bring about human beings. That's what they claim, and boy, has that backfired.
It has backfired, and you know, atheists understand this better than many Christians. And so, quoting this one famous atheist, Frank Zindler, this is what he said during a debate. The most devastating thing, though, that biology did to Christianity was the discovery of evolution. Now that we know Adam and Eve never were real people, the central myth of Christianity is destroyed. If there never was an Adam and Eve, there never was an original sin. If there never was an original sin, there is no need of salvation. If there is no need of salvation, there is no need of a Savior. And I submit, this puts Jesus, historical or otherwise, into the ranks of the unemployed. I think that evolution is absolutely the death knell of Christianity. They recognize the problem better than we do.
Yeah, that's correct. Fred, we have, for a long time here on Real Science Radio, taken on theistic evolution. In fact, last summer, I had the honor, I was invited by alumni of Pepperdine University to go there in Malibu. And they had a protest conference, a protest event, because Pepperdine rejects a literal Genesis and they promote theistic evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And we created a YouTube video called Trading Genesis. And it's very powerful. If anybody wants to see that, just go to kgov.com/theistic evolution.
Theistic evolution.
Yeah.
And YouTube, if you search for...
Yeah.
Trading Genesis?
Trading Genesis.
That should pop right up.
And Bob Enyart, my name is weird. Yours is Williams.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to spell Williams.
Yeah, Bob Enyart.
Enyart. Yep. How do you say my name? Enyart. Enyart. And I can't even say my own name. Enyart.
Because you're not Bob Enyart. You're an imposter.
That's right. Enyart. So if you go to YouTube at Trading Genesis, Bob Enyart, it'll pop up. Or our website. That's an easy way to go. rsr.org/theistic evolution. And what a video that is.
Oh, absolutely.
And please leave a comment in the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. That'll be great. Okay, so Fred, thank you for another fun Real Science Radio show.
I think we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. And hey, remember to go to our website, click on our store. You could even make a donation if you'd like, one time or automatic monthly donation to help us stay on the air, or get one of our science resources, the books, the videos. You can even download our global flood video and other videos, our Bible studies. I think you'll love it. There's a money-back guarantee for everything. And until next time, this is Bob Enyart and Fred Williams for Real Science Radio. May God bless you.
Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about.